The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is our gospel reading for this past Sunday, the 19th Sunday after Pentecost. We're looking at Luke chapter 16, verses 19 to 31, the story of the rich man and poor Lazarus. Jesus said, "There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day. At his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs came and licked his sores. The time came when the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. In hell, where he was in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. So he called to him, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this fire.' But Abraham replied, 'Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things while Lazarus received bad things. But now he is comforted here and you are in agony. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us.' He answered, 'Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my father's house, for I have five brothers. Let him warn them, so that they will not also come to this place of torment.' Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' 'No, Father Abraham,' he said, 'but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' He said to him, 'If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced even if someone rises from the dead.'" My dear friends in Christ, Jesus had been teaching his followers and, well, anyone that was there with him, the importance of being trustworthy with worldly wealth. And he said, you can't serve God and money, that only one of them can be our God or our master in this life. And among those who heard him that day were the Pharisees, who Luke describes for us as those who loved money. They sneered at Jesus when he warned against greed. So in this story which Jesus told, a story which isn't identified as a parable, but it kind of seems to be one, Jesus emphasizes the proper attitude toward money that we should have in this life, and he emphasizes that an improper attitude toward money will affect a person's attitude toward God and toward his fellow man and could have dreadful consequences in this life and in the life to come. So let's ask ourselves, are we truly rich or poor in life, in this life? With just a few words, Jesus describes these two men in the story. First, there's the rich man. He wore fine clothes. He lived in luxury every day. He probably was not what you would call a bad man. He was most likely a respected man. A rich man, but his goal in life was too low. His goal in life, he believed that the important thing was enjoying life's good things. Lazarus, on the other hand, is the exact opposite. He was poor. He lived from the rich man's table scraps. He suffered from painful sores. Dogs licked his wounds, it says. He was unable to help himself. He was carried by others who unloaded him at the rich man's gate, even though the rich man really didn't even care a whole lot about him. He wasn't concerned about poor Lazarus. But now the rich man, he made three mistakes that we can note in this story. First, he mistook his body for his soul and thought that the most important thing for him to do is to take care of his earthly life, his physical body, and not be thinking much about his eternal soul. And second, he mistook man for God. He imagined that he was the master of his own fate, and he dared to disagree with God about what is truly important. And third, he mistook time for eternity and thought that this earthly life was the most important thing, more important than eternity, and he wasn't concerned about eternity at all. Enjoying this earthly life, that was his primary goal. He didn't know, perhaps he didn't even care, that he was a sinner. He was not living in faith, and therefore he was poor in this life. But what about Lazarus? Actually, little is said about him and his life. His name means, though, trusts in God. It reveals that he was a sinner who was living in faith. Someone must have preached the gospel to him somewhere in the course of his life, and the Holy Spirit worked on his heart to make him a believing child of God. And because of that, he was rich in this life. And the lives of these two men in the story, they remind us why we need the gospel and why we need to preach the gospel, so that sinners like us can live in faith and be truly rich, so that sinners like us can know what's really important right now. It's not life's pleasures and treasures, but living in faith as Lazarus did, living in faith in our Savior as Lazarus did. You know, he had a terrible life, a lousy life by earthly standards, but because Jesus was in his life far surpassed that of the rich man. That's really what the parable or the story is telling us here. So let's ask ourselves, are we truly rich or poor in this life? Without Jesus, we're poorer than poor, no matter what's in our bank accounts. But with Jesus, again, no matter what's in our bank accounts, we're the richest and most blessed people in the world. We need Jesus, and thank God we have Jesus in our lives now. And we're so richly blessed. What we need to do, because we're so richly blessed, is we need to preach the gospel. We need to share the gospel with anyone we can, with more sinners like us, so that they can be truly rich in this life because of Christ. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, help us always to see how blessed we are in this life, because we have you. We pray in your name. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always.